This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for another edition of Your Hidden Power. Every week we all get together to sort of shine a light, a bright light, on things that normally if you shine a light on them, you can't see them, because that's what the sixth sense, the idea of understanding what is in you that is different, what is hidden. There are so many things about you that I'm sure you don't understand, so many things about all of us that we don't understand. It's really amazing to understand how this vast universe of ours works. And we can boil it down to ourselves, and that's really what we try to do here. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Laura Banks, who is a celebrated actress and author and a great radio. She's very inquisitive. That's why she's good, and she's also into all of this. And so when we have people on like Marcy Shimoff, it's really nice to have a twofold approach to talking about specialties. Marcy is going to talk with us about living in the miracle zone. She's got a book out that's an e-book, actually, The Four Biggest Mistakes That Keep People from a Miraculous Life. So let's start with that, because we all sort of want to live. Well, I think we say we want to, maybe a little different. We say we want to live a life, but we don't live a life because we don't become conscious of what it is. All you have to do is look at the headlines in the newspaper every day and see all that crap, that crud, that garbage that gets spewed around by people who are only interested in selling products, so they make you full of fear. And then, so we say one thing, but we practice.
And then we live in the past. We're stuck in our old cycle like a gerbil in a wheel.
And it's go round and round and round, and where we stop, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
So, Marcy Shimoff, how do we get out of that? How do we change so that we can get into the miracle zone?
Well, you actually said the first thing that you do is you recognize that you're not living, you know, you be honest with yourself. Do you feel like there's more? Do you feel like there's a way that you're here for more than what the way that you're actually living? And, you know, most people will say yes to that. Mm-hmm. And really, it's a matter of habits. There are specific habits that that people who live in the miracle zone have that others don't. And it's a matter of really knowing what those are and then living them.
Well, what's an example of one of the things that is in the miracle zone, as you refer to it?
Right.
What do you mean? I guess maybe we ought to clarify. What do you mean by the miracle zone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great question. So, you know, miracles, we can't create miracles. Miracle, the dictionary definition of a miracle is it's a surprise and welcome event that can't be explained by science, that's often attributed to divine grace. So, you know, miracles are divine grace. But what we can do is we can create the conditions for miracles to flow more in our lives. And that's what we're talking about here. And I love being practical, and I love your practical questions. So I'm happy to just give one example of something that I give a couple of examples in our time together of what people could do to live in the miracle zone. So,
well, I want to talk about you, because you are the you have nothing if you don't have your own experience. And usually what we find in talking to people here, Laura and I,
we get personal.
And we get into what we are all about. And then, you know, that's reflected in talking to folks that come on with some expertise about where they're coming from. So I would it's very interesting. I'm a voice guy. I've been on the radio for 55 years. I've talked to tens of thousands of people, and I usually get a picture in my mind about what somebody looks like based on their voice. I will tell you that I'm looking at your website, and you do not look a thing like your voice. And I'm not a thing. I would not have pictured you to look like you do in 1,000 years.
Wow. And I would have never thought that thought. What does that mean, Doug? Okay. I mean, what does that
That's
mean?
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
It means that there are certain things that you pick up if you're sensitive. It's kind of like the extended miracle. One of the miracles is to have enough intuitive sense as to be able to perhaps help yourself in relationships or help yourself dealing with people to get a picture in your mind of who it is that you're talking about. And so I usually pride myself. I don't talk about it a lot, but normally I'm right on. And the only reason I mentioned this is because I was so taken back by, and it has nothing to do with your looks. You're a very attractive lady.
Beautiful.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about what I expected to see and what I saw. That's all. It's just a, perhaps doesn't go any deeper than that.
Well, perhaps I have no idea if this has anything to do with it, but I am the least likely person on the planet to be talking about living in the miracle zone. I was born depressed. I was an unhappy camper throughout my childhood years, and I was not a happy girl. And I remember in my 20s, I thought, okay, I want to be happy. So I set 5 goals for myself, and I figured once I got those goals, I'd be happy. I wanted to have a successful career helping people, a great husband or life partner, wonderful friends, a comfortable home, and my 5th goal was to have the equivalent of Halle Berry's body.
Okay, yes, I'm me.
Which I don't have, but I have a healthy body for which I'm grateful. And I'll tell you, I had a turning point moment. It was in 1998, and I had all those things going. I had 3 books in the top 5 on the New York Times bestseller list at the same time. I was the co-author of all the Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul books. Mm-hmm. And I had just finished giving a speech to 8,000 people. And I had autographed 5,432 books. Wow. And I felt on one hand like an author rock star. Mm-hmm. But I remember after signing that last book, I went up to my hotel room, which was the penthouse suite that my client had gotten for me, and I walked over to the window, looked out, saw the beautiful panoramic view of Lake Michigan. It was in Chicago. And I took it in, and I turned around, and I collapsed onto the bed and burst into tears. Mm-hmm. And I burst into tears because I realized I had gotten everything I thought I needed to be happy, and I still wasn't. I still felt that emptiness inside, and that's when I decided I'm going to find out what it takes to be really happy, and I studied that. I'd say I went from a D-plus to an A-minus in happiness, and then I started waking up every morning feeling like, oh, my God, my life is miraculous. I'm in the flow. Things are just working. It's
so
happening.
You just changed your
mind. That's what I talk about.
Did you adopt?
No,
I practiced certain
habits.
We're talking to a lady who has found happiness. I'm not sure that I always have thought if you really try, it's kind of like having to go to the bathroom. I really want to be happy. Well, you're not going to be, if you just think that way without doing something about it, then you're kind of going to get, I think, stuck not in the miracle zone, but in the stuck zone, which is where so many people are. So we're trying to dig you out of that. In this conversation, Marcy Shimoff, the author of this Living in the Miracle Zone, Figuring Out the Miracle Zone. Now, let me tell you how you can get out of the virus zone, because we're in the we really are in the practical side, looking at 1 year in to this virus and what we're doing to try to fix our lives, to fix our bodies, to fix what it is that needs to be fixed. And people listen to so many different pieces of advice, they don't know what the right advice is. Well, I'll tell you that there is one direct way for viruses, bugs, germs to get into your body. Nose, eyes. That's it. So how do you protect your nose? The product is called Navage. It's a nasal care system, an air filter, if you will. Navage, NAVAGE.com. That's the website you go. Look at the kit that they provide. No drugs involved. It's all natural. You'll get rid of sinus congestion using this every day if you want. A couple times a week. Depends on when you need it. There's all kinds of stuff in the air, and they get stuck, those various things get stuck in your nose. So how about making good nasal hygiene your new normal as you go into 2021? Make a resolve to keep your nose clean, literally and figuratively, and you can do that with Navage. Think about all of the things that you breathe in every day. Think about what you don't want in your body, how to protect yourself. You'll go right to Navage.com. You'll get on the product and start breathing easier and being healthier. Check it all out at Navage.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced a family of new routers powered by the sixth generation of Wi-Fi. So what are the big takeaways of Wi-Fi 6? Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce lag that you might have in your home or small business. It's the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology, and not only does it deliver super fast Wi-Fi, but also stutter-free VR performance that will give you ultra-smooth streaming and vivid 4K and even 8K resolution. Wi-Fi 6 even provides a flawless smart home experience that can handle all of your devices in your home, no matter how large your file downloads or uploads are. In fact, Wi-Fi 6 provides up to 4 times more capacity, so you may never see that buffering message again. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link routers, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Now back to our conversation with Laura Banks and Doug Steffen. Marcy Shimoff is here with us, the miracle worker. I was thinking about, when I first saw this, I was thinking about Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, what a great movie.
It is. Yeah. Well, it's kind of about a miracle in a manner of speaking. All right, so the zone, putting people into the zone, and what it is that some people do that they are unconsciously doing to keep themselves from going to the zone. That's why I said what I did about, okay, you know, we want to be happy. Well, just thinking that you want to be happy doesn't do it.
No, not at all. I mean, there really are, the science says we have something called a happiness set point, and it's like a thermostat setting, and no matter what happens to us, we will tend to hover around that thermostat setting unless we consciously change it. And that applies, I see, also to living in the miracle zone. Let me give you, can I start with something really practical here? Can I share with you something super practical?
Sure. Yeah.
So it's the beginning of the year, and very often at the beginning of the year, people set their New Year's resolutions or their intentions or their goals. But, you know, most people set them the wrong way. And by the end of January, 50% of people have abandoned their intentions or resolutions. And by December, only 8% are actually still doing what it is they said they're going to do. And one of the problems is that we set our intentions from our ego rather than from our soul. And our ego is the realm of anxiety and fear and tightness and struggle. And
we're around every day, all day. It just surrounds us. It eats us up.
It does.
Right. And the soul is the opposite. It's the realm of all possibilities. And, you know, it's really a matter of where are you coming from? Is it aligned with your soul? I'll give you a quick example. A lot of people say, you know, I want to lose 20 pounds. Well, how do you feel when you say that? You probably feel contracted. That's an ego-based intention. Now, you can go for the same thing, but a soul version of that would be something like, I'm fit, healthy, and radiant in the body that reflects on the outside how I feel on the inside.
Yeah. So, it's convincing yourself that those words mean something as well. You've just put me on to something. I've been doing this, I've had this thought process for about 30 years, and I came up with the idea with somebody else to do the Your Hidden Power Zone. I'd never thought about it as the soul being your hidden power, but you've just come, I'm beginning to think that maybe that is where our hidden power is, or what our hidden power is the soul. Let's continue with that thought in a matter of moments as we continue here with Marcy Shimoff. The book is called Living in the Miracle Zone. You might want to check out the website, which is Happy for No Reason. I like that. HappyForNoReason.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The Miracle Zone. I love that. The year, if we're going to focus on 2021 and forget about it, I mean, that's kind of your message here. The past can keep you stuck. I know, and Laura would be happy to tell you if you had a moment of girl talk, that I am in some circumstances, especially when it comes to relationships, I have not been good at leaving the past behind and living in the now. And it's a real, you know, I mean, we can talk a good game, but, you know, it's actually living it. And so this whole business about your soul being our hidden power, I think maybe has something to it, frankly. And so we've talked about what people have, what they do, keep in their mind to prevent themselves. They get stuck. They watch the damn news on TV. Why you want to do that and make yourself miserable is beyond me. I just assume all newscasts went away. The way that people are stimulated, that's it, I think, really. We are such a stimulated society. We become so stimulated, Marcy, and anything works. So, you know, we could sit there like bumps on logs and watch all the ads every night for all the drugs that are on every single television commercial that you can see. You know, we're sort of lulled into this stupor, much as anything else.
We're actually addicted to adrenaline. Mm-hmm. And that's what we get. We listen to the news, and it feeds our negativity bias. It feeds our the chemicals in our body, and that's why we do it. And so people who are happier, people who live in the miracle zone, have actually reversed that tendency. They don't have a negativity bias that feeds off of those chemicals of the bad news.
And are you in a, I have a personal question. Are you in a relationship right now, Marcy? Because sometimes women go toward this work more than men, and then you're like, I'm in a relationship now with a man that doesn't have some of this enlightenment, but he has a lot of other great qualities. And Doug was just referencing how he struggled in relationships and connecting as well.
I have a lot of great things, as a matter of fact, but being able to let go wasn't necessarily one of it. Most of the time, I've let go first, but when somebody else lets go... Yeah.
How do you deal with a partner who's not enlightened? How do you deal with a partner who doesn't
That's
get it?
That's a great question.
Are you in a relationship now, Marcy?
I am. I've been with my partner, Sergio, for 21 years, and he helps me in this. I'm very fortunate in that he really lives in this place. But I understand, the number one question I'm asked is, what do I do with negative people around me? Mm-hmm. And And I there's two answers that I have to that. Number one is there's a phenomenon called emotional contagion. We do catch the emotions of the people around us like we catch their colds. And so, you know, if you don't want to catch a cold, somebody around you has a cold, what do you do? You strengthen your physical immune system. It's the same thing with negative people around you. If you don't want to catch their negativity, you strengthen your own inner sense. Mm-hmm. You don't need to get rid of them.
I don't like being around people like that. Honestly, I don't.
But that's how you can probably limit
your time with them. But sometimes they're your, you know, they're your children or they're your spouse, and you don't want to get rid of them. You want to create your own emotional strength. Well, and you know what?
Okay, you just let's try something. We only have a minute left. Using the theory of working out, building up muscle because you have that resistance. So what you've just said flipped a switch in my mind. I usually avoid. I don't like conflict. I run away from it, so I don't build up resistance to it. If I can treat that, or people listening, treat it like you're trying to rebuild your body and rebuild your soul, rebuild your spirit, then you got to learn how to say, there it is, the bingo. Light just
went on. It's your own ability to handle your own dark side, Doug. It's you just reflecting on someone else. Can you handle that you're not perfect? Can you handle that, you know, you're maybe a mess some days.
All right. How to align yourself in the miracle zone. Go to happyfornoreason.com. Check out at least one of these books. She's got you can tell by listening to Marcy, she's got become very prolific when it comes to writing the experiences and giving you thoughts. Love for No Reason. I love that. Happy for No Reason as well. That's it. Marcy Shimoff, thanks very much for being here with Laura and I on this week's Your Hidden Power.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store this week at Staples?
New year, fresh start.
Get a head start this year with great deals on storage solutions, tech, and office essentials.
And now, only at Staples, HP Plus is available on HP OfficeJet Pro printers, like the HP 8025E wireless all-in-one printer for just $169.99.
HP Plus gives you double the warranty and 6 months of ink at no extra cost.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. Start the year right and save at Staples.
Curbside available in most stores. See staples.com/HP Plus for details.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up the article on Wednesday. An attempt to pass a resolution Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office was blocked by House Republicans. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forth from there.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
President Trump will head to the southern border Tuesday as construction on a border wall reaches a new milestone. Tim Berg has the story from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Trump is planning to visit Texas's Rio Grande Valley on Tuesday, the visit a week after the Department of Homeland Security says that over 450 miles of border fencing have been completed during the Trump administration. That news comes as we hear there is an increase in migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border. Mark Morgan is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. As far as why that is, he believes.
Look, we know that illegal immigration is always driven by worsening economic conditions. That's a fact. Right now, COVID has devastated economies in the Western Hemisphere, so that has started that. But the difference, the reason why, even though the numbers are going up and it doesn't feel like a crisis, because this president has given us the authorities to deal with it effectively. But now what we're seeing are those numbers exponentially rising. And why? Because they know with the Biden administration, the borders are going to be open. They're talking about it, and it's driving the numbers even greater. And right now, with his open border strategies, we will see a crisis if he continues.
And President Trump has declared a state of emergency in the District of Columbia through the inauguration over rising fears of further violence. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to the White House Sunday asking for the emergency declaration. The declaration allows for federal assistance in helping to secure the Capitol during the inauguration of President-elect Biden. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Harry Geller is with me now. I'm Doug Steffen. You know, the first place I wanted to go is I wish you a happy new year, you and your family, people that I love, people that you love, having the experience of a lifetime, i.e., that is, we have the experience of a new slate in front of us. Somebody that I was just talking to was talking about the fact that we have, it was interesting, Uri, actually, he put it this way. When you have fingernails that are growing, they're part of your body. When you cut them, you cut your fingernails, they're no longer a part of your body. Yesterday was a part of your life. It isn't anymore. Today is your life. So I'm wondering how many people get that, and if that's not part of something that we should make a focus for people really in the new year to focus on where they are right now. Yes?
Let me just correct you, because when you talk about cutting your nails and they're no longer yours and no longer your body, you're very wrong, because your nails possess your DNA. Who knows what will develop out of that DNA in 100 years' time, 200 years' time? So it's very interesting. Hair is also DNA. When I will frame John Lennon's hair, I once joked about the fact that I might clone him, and I got a lot of negative responses about that statement. But in the future, Doug, people will be cloned.
You know, I think that stuff's going on right now. There's a ship, a medical ship that floats around and never touches port because it's doing things that are illegal in most countries. But if you stay 200 miles off the coast of any country, you can do whatever you want because you're in the middle of no man's land. And supposedly on this ship, there are all kinds of experiments being done with stem cells and rebuilding life and test tube babies and all that stuff.
I won't mention his name, but I know a very, very famous Israeli, a celebrity who lives here in Israel, sometimes in Los Angeles, that he has actually signed an agreement with a company, I can't remember the name of the company, that will basically remove his head, from his body, and they will freeze it.
Well, that's kind of what happened to Walt Disney's whole body was frozen, but it may have been at a time when they didn't capture the essence of it. But baseball player Ted Williams had his head removed from his body. His family put it in a cryogenic jar. Who knows what's going to happen with him down the road? But those two were done in a time when cryogenics was just getting started. Now it's probably much more perfected, right?
Yeah, this is astounding that he agrees that his head will be removed, but basically he wants to live again. Mm-hmm. So maybe 150 years from now or 200 years from now.
Do you want to live again? What about you? Uri Geller, you've got mind control, mind power. You've certainly written about it enough. You've experienced it in life. You've taught people how to use their minds. What would be wrong with you doing the same thing, preserving your brain? Or if we attach it to a different body, does that kind of change the dimension of who you are?
Well, who knows, Doug? You know, we don't know what's going to happen when that head wakes up, whether even if that company will still exist. That's a very good question. Did you ever ask this question yourself? I think we are kind of lazy to Google the company, find the right people to talk to, and then obviously it costs money. So I don't know how much he has to pay every month or every year to keep this going. But would you do this, Doug, yourself?
It's interesting you asked me that. You and I think a lot, even though we're not physically with each other, we're sort of connected. The synchronicity of that conversation, I think since my birthday, I've had a few issues. I had a little bit of a TIA, or I may have, nobody seems to know. And I'm becoming much more conscious of my body now and my humanity. And so I think about what I will miss if I'm not here to watch my son and my daughter continue to produce and be great citizens of the world, and my grandson and stuff like that. So have I thought about it? Yeah. I haven't looked into it that thoroughly because I don't think I'm that close to hitting the road. But, you know, at some point in time, I think it would be good. Maybe you and I should maybe we should look into it together and see what it costs. Yeah, maybe there's a deal here. Maybe we can do two for the price of one.
Okay, that's a deal. We'll do it for the whole family here.
Right. More food for thought as usual. Uri Geller, whose website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Check out his museum that he's building in his hometown of Tel Aviv. Your Hidden Power, Doug Steffen here with a reminder as we get into the new year about how to make the new you. Everybody says, I'm going to be different this year. I'm going to lose weight. Okay, so let's stop right there. You have made a promise to yourself. When you do something like the resolution, some people say, I'm going to be a better person, I'm going to stop smoking. But is it just a word or just a phrase or just a sentence? Or do you really, really mean it? If you really mean that you want to lose weight, be successful at losing weight, and keep the weight off, there is only one direction to go in, and that is to move toward Calitrin. Calotren is the gold standard of losing weight and keeping it off, because you're not going to abuse your body by taking Calitrin. A lot of the Weight Watcher programs are kind of abusive. You lose the weight, but then how do you keep it off? Maybe you use Calitrin with one of those programs. Who knows? But you really want to keep it off. keep the weight off. And that's the magic of Caladryn. Find out for yourself. They've been trusted for 20-some-odd years, put together a formula, this doctor and his nurses, that is second to none when it comes to supporting your body, because it's all scientifically proven collagen protein combos with digestive enzymes. It's a complex that not only helps you lose the weight, but repair your body. There's nothing like it. There's no competition for this whatsoever. So decrease the weight and increase your feeling of benefit. You know, you're benefiting from yourself, and the people that you love are benefiting from you. Let's keep that going. Choose Caladryn for healthiest weight loss ever. Caladryn.com or toploss.com, you're either one of those. And use the DJV code when you check out so that you can get the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free, and free shipping. That's it at toploss.com. Don't forget about the podcast every week, Your Hidden Power. The most recent one has a focus with John Kim, who is a very interesting man. He's done very well for himself by changing his whole idea about living together with people. His latest book is Single on Purpose. It's really all about partnership. And if you're having a problem with partnership, help yourself to that interview and that information. Also, our usual visits with Uri Geller, Laura Banks, and Mary O'Malley. That's all part of every week's podcast at YourHiddenPowerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mary O'Malley is here. Happy New Year to you at PsychicScout.com. Somebody sent me something that I really wanted to, I sort of tagged with you. People know that I have this philosophy myself. That is, believe in things that are paranormal. The mind can expand beyond what we normally imagine the mind capable of doing. It's tapping into the so-called unconscious mind, if you will. The people who ask themselves, am I a spirit with a body? Or a body with a spirit. I think when you get to my age, you tend to think about stuff like that a little bit more. And I've come to the conclusion, Mary, that I'm a spirit in a body. What about you?
We're both, obviously. Sometimes the spirit is in the body, or the soul, actually. And the body is also in the soul. It's really not separate in any way. Human beings always want to separate and break things down, but it doesn't always work that way. It's all just part of the same energy.
Well, it is. It's universal energy, something a lot of us have a hard time figuring out. I've said goodbye to 2020. I've said hello to this new year. And I thought, just as a matter of course, you might want to go over with some of our listeners. You have made some predictions for the year. If you want to, you've got a podcast also, I think, that focuses on the vagaries of free will. You've got this podcast with some other psychics looking ahead to the new year. What are we going to hear? Can we listen to that at psychicscout.com, by the way?
Yes, I have it listed. Actually, if they click on the the tab that has your name on it, okay. The podcasts are listed underneath that.
Good.
But yeah, it was a discussion between myself and two other psychics about telling the future and how impossible that is because of free will. And
so is it a why bother kind of thing? Why would we bother to do this?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you know, sometimes it's good to know if you're going down a certain path, you know, what does it look like towards the end of that path? Is it going to work for you or not work for you?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if you see that it's probably not going to work for you, you can change your mind, and then that path disappears and a new path opens.
So is that part of the predictions? If people listen to you for predictions of the year, okay, I'm predicting this, and this. Mm-hmm. But because, as you said, the input that people have on their own, they can change these things. How many people do you think do that, either consciously or not, or subconsciously?
Oh, that's a good question. Not enough. I mean, I think most people don't realize that they contain that enough power to change the projection of their lives. And we all can have that much power. You know, it belongs to us. It's
so
part of that energy.
They give over, though. They give power to politicians. They give power mm-hmm. to their parents. They give power to their boss. And that's not, you know, that's not bad. But under the circumstances, it needs to be more in depth than that, right? The power, you have the power, but are you afraid to use it? And that's a fear-based thought, really, isn't it?
Well, and I think for the most part, people don't understand that they have the power and exactly what that means. So, you know, working with psychics may, you know, not sound life-changing, but it can be if it's a good psychic who explains to them how, you know, the energy works.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have the power, but most people don't realize that, or they don't realize the depth of what that means.
I think it's getting worse, too, and I don't want this to be negative, because I think there are a lot of people who really feel like there is a new world order coming that, you know, actually can't be helped given the direction we're going in. But you think about stuff like the COVID and what that's meant to us, and predicting that will go away. Did you get to that basic level of prediction in this?
No, actually, you know, COVID's going to be around for a very, very long time. One way or another, in one spot or another.
Well, it has been. This is only the latest mutation. COVID's been around for decades, if not since the pandemic. You know, you can go back to what happened in 1918. That was COVID. It's the same stuff.
Right.
So,
So we always have to be vigilant, you know, but we don't always have to be on lockdown. So hopefully
that's going to
loosen up pretty quickly.
Live our lives as well. Okay, well, that's an interesting prediction. Get more on your own life and well-being by talking to Mary O'Malley. Please visit with her at PsychicScout.com. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Laura Banks is an actress and a radio personality. Also, I like her skill in astrology. And you look at the beginning of the new year and beginnings, new beginnings, whether that goes in sync with the calendar. I know you've been very optimistic about what you see close in. I mean, feeling your way forward into this month, into this quarter, into this year. You have, you know, and people are looking around and saying, what the hell is she talking about? Look at the craziness in the electoral process and who's going to be president and all of the COVID stuff and it's worse now, blah, 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 blah. Because people are holding on to those thoughts. I think that's why it's going this way, because you are holding on to those thoughts. I don't mean you, Laura. I'm talking about people that are listening to us.
Right. It was the woman we spoke to, Marcy, as a guest once, when was talking about how we're addicted to the adrenaline rush of negative news.
Mm-hmm.
And how there's 1,000 other stories being told right now that we don't see Lester Holt reporting on or CNN.
Nourish your mind and your body for the new year. People are all talking about losing weight. That's the body stuff. Okay. So what are you going to do equally that gives you a chance and understanding the aspects of your life, the astrological implications of where you are? There's nobody better than Laura to give you a great reading at StarGalNetwork.com, but just practically thinking about yourself and what you want.
Right. Go ahead. And we have so much going on in Capricorn right now. We've got Sun in Capricorn, Uranus, Mercury, Saturn, thank God, left Capricorn. That's given us a break. But this is the time for all of us to be building something. Capricorn is the sign of building in concrete terms something. So right now we should all be strategizing as we're locked away about what we want this new year. You know, go through those unconscious files of your mind or your closet and start to really bring light and consciousness. And of course, Doug, that's what you do every week on this show. And I'm so honored to be a part of it. But, you know, it's messy and it's sticky to get in there and look underneath.
Are we talking about
really
tangible
on.
Goals or are we talking about yes. infinite goals?
No, it's well, with Aquarius is giving us a vision and inspiration opportunity. And Capricorn is making us, in that month of January, as it's been forever, a time to be building and working. We're not on vacation. We're back. We're in that zone of, I've got to start my new year. I've got to build my new business. I've got to get this handled. We're all awake. We've come awake. We've had weeks of eating and festivity and family, as I have, to go unconscious. And now I'm like, oh, no, I've got to wake up. So it's a real awakening that's happening now. And it's a mess, the politics and the health and the viruses and the vaccines. But that's not what it's about. It's really about your inner world and how can you make your inner world better. And it's about looking at what are your strengths. What are your weaknesses?
Well, but
you know,
it's easy to say that. How do we do it? But when you say it's all about that, then how do you instruct? In a good reading, do you instruct people? You don't just say, okay, you got to do this, 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 and this. Nothing drives me crazier than somebody say, well, you got to do this. Okay, fine. I get it. How do I do that? Bring me to the...
First... step is consciousness. I did a woman's chart yesterday. Incredible. She's an activist and an artist, and she's changing the world, and she's forgetting to take care of herself. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, you're a Sagittarius. You need frolic. You need joy. You need to go find a beach. You need to go out in nature. You need to take a bubble bath. Stop. Because you're going to slam into a wall and kill yourself. It's not a balance. You've got to keep your life in balance. I look for where Jupiter is. Where's the benefic energy that we can really harness and know that you can use on a daily basis?
You know,
that Saturn, you know, is going to slam you against a wall no matter what you do and teach you, and you're going to teach others. But Jupiter, so that's what I look at.
A very good friend who is a former very, very well-known disc jockey who has what he describes as an outside interest in the unconscious mind. Mm. And he's come to this lately in life. He's got a theory about almost everything. One of the things is called his fingernail theory. While your fingernails are growing, they're part of you. When you trim them, they are gone. I thought that was kind of interesting, and that can apply to yesterday. It was a part of your life. Yesterday was an important part of your life. Today, it isn't.
It's gone. Let it go. Stop thinking about it. There's literally river banks in our brains that we set these thoughts over and over and over again. You have to retrain your thinking with post-it notes, with affirmations, with listening to CDs and tapes of powerful yes. speakers, and retrain your mind.
Yep, very hard to do, but you have a good hook on it when you chat with Laura. Stargalnetwork.com. It's always a pleasure to be here. Thank you. You're enlightening. Laura Banks with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Turbo.